Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. The slates of candidates vying for attention this year, of course, extend beyond Republican and Democrat. Today, we're going to meet another gubernatorial candidate, Bill Gelinno, who is seeking the Libertarian Party's nomination. Welcome.
Glad I could be here.
I understand you want to reduce spending and taxes in the state. With the concern about the deteriorating roads and other infrastructure, where do you plan to cut?
Well, one of the big areas of concern for me has been our prison system. You know, there's many people, even outside of politics, in academia, that look at the number of people we have housed in our prison system well in excess of our surrounding states. That would be one area where there's a lot of room to cut.
In what ways would you cut that? By more parole or simply cutting in costs? Because it seems that we tried that a couple of times with meal services.
Yeah, I had some discussion about that with someone the other day. Being a former restaurateur, I have some pretty strong feelings about how that was mismanaged. First and foremost, I would love to point some people to my website, which is cometogethermichigan.org, and you can learn a lot more about how this all kind of comes together. First and foremost, I've talked about the fact that I think the Michigan Strategic Fund, which is one of the key elements of discretionary money that's used in some of the areas that people might be most familiar with there are the advertisements we have for Pure Michigan.
Right. I want to get to the Michigan Strategic Fund. It's my next question, but I want to get this question about prisons. Where do you cut to make the cost savings in prisons you're talking about?
Sure. What I would do, and I've talked about the fact that we anticipate legalizing marijuana, number one. But if that doesn't happen, I intend to put together a board to pardon a vast number of people who have not committed a crime, a violent crime in conjunction with their drug offense. I believe that we have way too many people in prison and that we should work toward providing alternative sentencing and other mechanisms for just clearing the sheer numbers of people that we have in prison. I believe we have a prison culture in Michigan to the extent that we have about 30% more people in prison in Michigan than we do in Indiana or Ohio or Illinois. And that just doesn't comport with what I think makes sense. So that would allow us to shift a tremendous amount of resources to other needs.
Now, you mentioned the Michigan Strategic Fund. It's used to make grants and loans to business districts and directly to businesses. The state says it needs these kinds of incentives to compete with other states for business. Why do you think it should be eliminated?
Well, first and foremost, you're looking at a time now. We've got a very tight job market. And the notion that we need to attract more businesses when existing businesses are having a hard time finding staff, to me, doesn't fit with reality. And some of the states that don't do these things seem to get by just fine. One of the things as a libertarian we have real issues with is the subsidies that are used to provide monies to existing businesses and new businesses that are profitable. If businesses need to exist, they should go out into the marketplace and do the things they need to do. One of the words that you used in this, and the Michigan Strategic Fund has a lot of that, is grant money. And when we use the word grant money, we almost act as if the taxpayers don't fund that. And if you don't mind me telling you, one of the things that has bothered me the most is in my hometown. I live out in Lowell, and we have a showboat out there that has been on the river for 60 or 70 years, and it's in need of repair. And you know, our state senator was able to get $1 million grant, and a lot of the local folks said, well, that's just fine because that's not like it's tax money. I think that's Chamber of Commerce material. I think those are the kinds of things that the state often puts money into that if local businesses, and I am a local businessman, we want to have things like that. Those are the kinds of things you put fundraisers together for. I don't believe that's a responsibility of the state when we have so many other much more pressing concerns.
You've called for a 10% reduction in the Headley Amendment cap. Basically, that cap says you can't raise taxes more than a certain amount in the state, or it all has to be refunded to the taxpayers. Where is that now, and where do you want it to go?
Well, the cap has been set since 1978 at 9.45%.
9.45% of what?
Of personal income. So the Treasury cannot take in more money than 9.45% of personal income. So our Treasury Department calculates that, and twice in the last 40 years, there's actually been a small refund to each of the taxpayers. The current spending level is at about 8.05%, and I propose that we reduce it down 10% to 8.55%, so it would actually be higher than our current spending level. why that's important is to challenge particularly Republican members to say, if you're serious about maintaining a low spending level, then these are the things that I think we need to do constitutionally to help make sure that we set priorities.
You endorsed both of the marijuana legalization efforts that will be on the ballot. You call the prohibition of marijuana a budget wrecker. Explain that to us.
Well, again, I think the drug war itself, as more time has gone by, a greater number of people have come to see just how impactful that's been on our budget. It's tied up our courts. It requires an awful lot of police overtime. And probably my biggest concern is the degree to which it's ruined the lives of young people. You get marked with that, you know, red badge of drug offense, and it makes it difficult in terms of your trajectory, whether it be college or just your work life. And so I have endorsed both of them. I have issues with the MI Legalize program because of the price that I still think there's going to be an underground effort. There are going to be people growing on the side. Whereas I think the Abrogate proposal is cleaner and more consistent with my libertarian philosophy. It allows people to have that natural freedom and at the same time remove the black marks that have been put on people's careers with convictions from the time that we started scheduling.
You've indicated that if elected governor, you would do what you could to block the president of the United States from using Michigan National Guard troops in a foreign conflict. What's your concern?
I'm glad you brought that up. This is one thing, you know, I've mentioned that to be elected as governor, I know that I need to appeal to both Democrats and Republicans to broaden the base of people that might consider voting for a libertarian candidate. After 9/11, my personal responsibility involved managing a building company that I was working with, and I raised and lowered that flag so many times, every time that someone from Michigan was lost in these conflicts. And I just feel that constitutionally, as well as morally, it's the responsibility of our governor, who is the commander-in-chief of the Michigan National Guard, to be proactive in preventing that federalization to be done unless the Congress has declared war. You know, we have these actions that have now drug on for the better part of a generation, and it's terrible, the loss of life, the way in which so many people have been harmed, maimed, the PTSD, all of that. And I just think that our governor has been far too cooperative, whether it be a Democrat or a Republican, just allowing our National Guard troops to be used overseas without any check or balance. And so I've laid down a marker that I would do everything I can to thwart their efforts to use the Michigan National Guard in such a way. I feel it's a matter of principle. It's a matter of the Constitution. And it's a moral question, and I feel very good about trying to lay that marker down and challenge other candidates to do the same.
Part of the reason the federal government depends on the National Guard is difficulty in recruiting for our voluntary armed services. Wouldn't withholding National Guard troops ultimately result in bringing back the draft?
No, I don't think so. I think if the ideas that I'm talking about were utilized, what we might do is bring back some people from overseas bases. You know, we have troops in 165 countries, and ideally, if the mentality that I'm advocating were to take hold, we would need a much smaller force overall because we wouldn't have troops all over the planet. And it is one of those principles that when you think about libertarian philosophies, we want a more peaceful coexistence with our neighbors and not projecting American power around the world.
A libertarian candidate for the U.S. Senate, Brian Ellison, recently proposed arming the homeless. You did not endorse that plan, but you did write on your campaign page an essay that justified such a controversial proposal. Why do you think that the arming the homeless proposal was necessary or at least justifiable?
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to speak to Michigan voters. And unfortunately, you know, Brian has not been given many opportunities, despite the fact that the Libertarian Party is for the first time a major party in Michigan, qualified for the primary. And in many ways, I think the frustration that can happen when a candidate feels like they're being completely ignored. Brian is the only active candidate that the Libertarian has for United States Senate. And So I don't agree with his proposal. I think there was a bit of what we call a macho flash there, putting himself out to a level of outrage to get attention that's not my course, but I do understand it. I've been working in the party for about 25 years. I've been chairman of the party twice. And in doing so, sometimes feel the frustration of media that does not give thoughts and ideas an equal opportunity to be heard.
Being governor of Michigan is basically heading up a $56 billion a year corporation, which runs everything from health and welfare of our poorest systems to maintaining a highway system to regulating pollution, promoting business, and making sure that prisons are run correctly. What experience do you have that would qualify you to run the state?
Well, you know, one thing is I'm very good at surrounding myself with people who have skills. I've worked for a large national corporation, Fortune 500, had a lot of responsibilities, 100 and some people that reported to me, budgets of several million dollars. I'm not sure. I think most people would feel a bit of hubris to think that they can run something that's $56 billion. But you don't do that by yourself. You do it collaboratively. I think our current governor has learned some lessons, even with his vast large corporate experience, about the difficulty in having people work as a team and get the things done that need to be done. The reality is I would walk into that with a lot of effort to bring other people with good ideas to the table. And I've pledged to work with both Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, Green Party members, and try to solve problems. That has really been the thing that I think I bring to my corporate life, has been I'm a problem solver.
Bill Gelido is seeking the Libertarian Party's nomination for governor. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Glad I could be with you, Lester.